March 29, Songs of Praise. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Psalms 40, verse 3. I have thought with what joy the angels would look down from heaven upon us if we were all praising God and abiding in Christ. If indeed there is joy to the full for the Christian, why should we not possess it and manifest it to the world? In just a little time, Christ will come in power and great glory, and what a terrible thing it would be if we should not be ready. Let us get ready at once. Separate evil from you. Begin to sing the song of praise and rejoicing here below. Let your lips be tuned to praise God. Angels in heaven are praising God all the time, and here are mortals for whom Christ left the heavenly home and suffered mockery, insult, and death, that he might lift us up to sit in heavenly places, and they offer no song of praise. If you sit in heavenly places with Christ, you cannot refrain from praising God. Begin to educate your tongues to praise him, and train your hearts to make melody to God. And when the evil one begins to settle his gloom about you, sing praise to God. When things grow crossways at your homes, strike up a song about the matchless charms of the Son of God. And I tell you, when you touch this strain, Satan will leave you. You can drive out the enemy with his gloom, and you can see, oh, so much clearer the love and compassion of your heavenly Father. Those who come into sacred relation with the God of heaven are not left to the natural weaknesses and infirmities of their nature. The world loses all attraction for them, for they seek a better country, an eternal world, a life that is to continue through never-ending ages. This is the theme of their thought and conversation. The Word of God becomes exceedingly precious. They discern spiritual things. They rejoice in that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. They long to see the King in His beauty, the angels that have never fallen, and the land of unfading bloom.